This is Hi, I'm Goldman for The Peak Elevated and our bonus interview with Quinn Freiberg, who is an author, teacher, and pastor of education and discipleship at Family Worship Center in Pueblo, Colorado, and founder and president of Forging Pueblo, a parachurch organization with the mission of unifying churches in Pueblo to impact the community. And they're having great success there. And in this bonus interview, as I always do, ask our guest, we just finished up our broadcast, you know, what do you really want to talk about? He really wanted to talk about what he talked about. But to go more, he said, let's focus on education. And so this is going to extend pretty much universally, unfortunately. But we're focusing it on Pueblo because that's his stomping ground. So Quinn Freiberg, thank you for being on The Peak.
Hey, thank you. Excited to talk about this.
So what are the major issues, problems, however we want to phrase it, challenges that we're seeing in education down in the southland of Colorado?
Yeah, and the problems we're dealing with in Pueblo, like you said, are unfortunately everywhere. But here are the topics that come to mind, and my specific examples will be Pueblo-related because that's where I'm at. I think the biggest issue in education, there are three things. There would be the woke ideology that's infiltrated. There is the secular ideology, which has been there for a while. And both of those come against parental rights pretty heavily. And so when I look at Pueblo, Colorado, and this happens all over the place, and I think about the wokeness of our district, something that comes to mind would be our school district policy actually states that the school district can aid a child in transitioning from male to female or female to male, right? They can help transition a child without notifying the parents or without parental involvement or knowledge. And so something like that, if that's not a red flag for you, that you're going behind the parents' back with their child and making dangerous medical decisions to alter them, I don't know what a red flag looks like then. And so looking at topics like the trans movement, looking at other things related to parental rights, parents having access to curriculum is often denied in some districts. They're not allowed to go review what their student is going to be handed out in class. I remember one case where a child was told that they had to watch a, like, 40-minute video on trans ideology, and at the end of the video, guess what it tells them not to do? Don't go tell your parent about this. You don't need to tell anyone. This is between us. And so I think those are just huge red flags for problems in education.
Aren't students told that if anybody ever says this is between us and it's a stranger, that they're to go report that immediately to their parents, that they're being, you know, conditioned or groomed or even abused to not tell them?
You know, I was, I'm not that old, but I was still raised with, unless somebody knows the secret password, like if someone comes to me and says, your mom and dad said, or you should, there's actually a password we established to make sure mom and dad sent them. I don't think that's our culture anymore. And I don't know why some parents aren't bothered by it. If I have five kids, if you were to do that to one of my kids, they would be out of the school pretty fast, and there would be a lot of complaint and legal action, if possible, taken against the school for trying to go behind the parent's back and manipulate the child in some way against the parent. And so the world we live in, you know, I think it's just so backwards. We don't value the family unit like we used to. We don't value the role of mom and dad being the first in the child's life and deciding what is best for them. And I think that goes along with the secular ideology that the state, right? This gets into socialism. This gets into some other topics, but the state is the ultimate authority in that mindset. And so parents can be easily set aside, and it's happening all over the place in education.
Well, you know, we talked about that during the broadcast. I mean, the smallest form of government is the family unit.
That's right.
So if you are a government that wants to have more power than that, you would need to destroy the other government. So
That's right. So
that is seemingly what's going on. But, you know, how do you rationalize with parents who are taking their children to drag queen performances and things about protecting their children? Everything is, you know, It's confusing. It's confusing to us who are conservative why,
yes,
why people would allow that. So what do you see as a proper parental response? I mean, you touched on it some, to the legislations that are coming down, or just how the society is shifting. How do we protect our children in such a society? You know, I'm sure homeschooling.
Yeah, the easy answer is get them into the best environment that you're capable of getting them into. Not everybody is able to homeschool. If that's an option and you feel like that's a choice you can make, I think homeschooling's great. If you can get them into a private school that doesn't have that type of ideology being promoted, I think that's great.
Or a charter school, right?
There's kind of a hierarchy of if you can, then do this instead. But look, if they are staying in the public school system, then you as a parent need to be very vigilant, all right? It's not that it's wrong for them to go to public school, but you need to be very vigilant as a parent, and you need to be very involved as a parent in what's happening with your child's education. And you need to be really talking to your child daily to make sure that they're being open to you about what they're being taught, and you address any issues that you see directly to your child so you stay constantly connected in their academics and education. What do I say to a parent that takes their kid to a drag show? I don't know if I can reason with them, if I'm being completely honest. I think what has to happen is deeper than just don't go to the drag show. I think they have to have a deeper understanding of the value of God's created order of male and female and the goodness of what God has done. I think there's some deeper work to be done there. I would quote or give statistics on how the trans life is actually very harmful, and that's not something you want your child going down. You don't want to normalize this for your child. But really, I would tell parents, stay involved, and not just parents, right? You might have grandkids in the school system. You might have nieces or nephews. You might have none of those things, and you still realize this is messed up. This shouldn't be that way.
Yeah, let's finish up with talking about government and specifically school boards and the importance of school boards. I know that you're involved in that heavily with Forging Pueblo and seeking to have people with, let's say, biblical values running for office. What is your position and how are things going down in Pueblo regarding the school boards?
Yeah. So when I was talking grandparents, even if you have none of these things, this is one place everybody could get involved. You could run for a school board or you could support someone running for a school board. School boards have a tremendous amount of power over their district and are able to shield the district from a lot of the junk that may be attempted to be pushed on it. And so I think that in Pueblo right now, without giving too much detail, one of the districts is doing well generally and standing against a lot of the more woke ideology. The other district is a battleground right now, and that's a pretty divided board, but that's necessary. It takes time to gain the influence necessary to make large impact. And so if there's a board with five members and you can win one or two each election, then you keep doing that. And eventually, 1 + 2 = 3, and now you have a majority. So you have to play the long haul, right? You have to play the long game of making a difference. But I think getting involved in your school board, whether that's supporting people running or running yourself, is a very practical way to help turn the tide on what's happening.
Okay, we have about 2 minutes left. I'll turn it over to Pastor Quinn. What do you want to say from that perspective as a pastor over your community?
Yeah, you know, when you look at the topic of education, the first thing I want to say is that parents have the primary role of discipling and educating their children. Now, if you choose to utilize a school system, a private school, homeschool curriculum, if you choose to use those resources, which is great, that is at your disposal. But we as parents need to feel the weight and responsibility of our child's development, of our child's discipleship, of our child's education. It's time for mom and dads, many are, but it's time for mom and dads to step up and take full responsibility for what is happening, for us to stand up against the woke ideology, for us to stand up against secularism that tells children that they have no inherent value or worth, that there's no specific purpose to life, to stand up against those things, to stand for what is true and what is good. And you need to be the number one influence in your child's life.
Okay. Quinn Freiberg, thank you so much for being on The Peak Elevated.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Chaim Goldman for The Peak.